how do you feel about that effort overall? And especially even towards the end, you guys were pushing it in their zone, even with like a 3-goal lead. This would be like.
I really like our game tonight. You know, obviously, shout out to Baz. He played unbelievable. I think there was times where, you know, we were a little soft in front of him, and you know, he's back there, he's kicking all the time. So definitely credit to him. And then I thought in the third period we did a great job of just, you know, shutting him down. I think, you know, we had that, I think it was 2-goal lead, and you know, we didn't want to let off the brakes at all. And you know, just from that start of the third period, the first shift, I thought we just controlled the play and, you know, shut him down in the third there, which was just a great effort by everyone.
What do you think of the Yanni tribute and the ovation from the crowd?
It was awesome. You know, I was fortunate enough to, you know, talk to him this morning and kind of just catch up a little bit. And then honestly, sitting on the bench, we were just kind of joking. It gave us all chills. Just, you know, he's obviously a bolt for life and did so much for this organization. And, you know, especially for me last year being a rookie, you know, I looked up to him from, you know, day one and tried to model my game kind of after him. And so just that was awesome to see, I'm sure, you know, for him and his family. But it was definitely kind of a little emotional for him, I'm sure.
Ross, have there ever like moments where you haven't been at Ron Vasilevsky in person that long, but I mean, you're still just kind of shaking your head at how what he does night in and night out is even possible?
Yeah, no, he's unbelievable. He's, you know, obviously the best for a reason. Just his work ethic and, you know, practice and the way he carries himself, you know, on and off the ice, and especially on game day, you know, he can't be messing with his routine. So he follows a strict regimen, and you know, he's got to stick to it because obviously it's working. So. You know, night in and night out, we count on him. Maybe too much sometimes, so I think we got to do a better job. Some, you know, sometimes tighten it up because we might get too complacent because we know he's back there. But just all around, he's unbelievable.
Third game in a row, you played with the lead. Early goals, how important is that?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, to play with the lead. You know, sometimes you know, we sit back too much, I think, when we get the lead. But you know, tonight I thought we did a great job of, you know, sticking to it. We just, even when it was up to nothing, we didn't want to sit back. And it just gives us a little bit more confidence to, you know, play our game and, you know, kind of just get pucks deep and, you know, work their defensemen. You know, we knew they had a young team back there, and just kind of wanted to get it on the forecheck, you know, right from the start of the game. And I think we did a good job of that. And then, you know, getting one early obviously helped. So that was good.
What makes your line work so well, you think, you know, in terms of the together? I know you had some chemistry there, but that goal seemed like it was typical of your line.
Yeah, I think just, you know, like you said, we have good chemistry. We played together in Syracuse a bunch, and you know, we're best friends off the ice, so we kind of just like to, you know, have fun with it. And you know, the minute they put us together, they just said, you know, kind of form an identity. And I think we've been trying to do that from, you know, the first game that we've played together. And it's just, you know, play physical, play fast. You know, once Forrest came and started playing with Neurati, I think he just brings another dynamic on that forecheck. And you know, you see the speed that he brings, and then you know, Taylor's got an unbelievable shot and, you know, does a great job down below as well. So I think we kind of just feed off each other and are honestly just trying to have fun with it and kind of joke around. I think someone calls it the kid line or something, but we're like, I mean, I'm like 25, so I'm not a kid. So I thought that was kind of funny. They were teasing me. They're like, yeah, you're not a kid anymore. So, but hey, whatever's working.
You're all on 23, 25, right? So you're not all.
Yeah, I think they're like 24 too, so they're not young yet.
Ross, what's going through your head when you see Forrest go down the way he did tonight, and then obviously the way he came back and was able to play through the rest of the game there?
It was awesome. He did a great job taking the puck to the net, tried to make a play, and I didn't really see what happened until afterwards. I didn't know if it was kind of a dirty hit or not. I thought, you know, maybe he could have left a little bit, but I don't know. I'm sure the defense was just playing hard and, you know, doing his job, and for him to, you know, get a hit like that, I was kind of nervous when I saw him laying in the net, like, backwards, basically, and he popped right back up afterwards and, you know, got looked at and then came out that first shift and almost had a breakaway and scored. So, you know, he's just a warrior. He, you know, battles night in, night out, and, you know, he'll stick up for anyone on the team. So he's just a great teammate all around.
Russ, when did you know you were going to get the matchup against Gordo, and what was that like to go against him?
Didn't know until, you know, they, you know, announced the starting lineup in the locker room before the game. And I think it just, you know, goes to show that Coop's kind of getting some more trust in us. I think, you know, that Gordo's obviously an unbelievable player, so for us to be matched against them, it's an honor, really. And you know, from puck drop, we knew that we were going to get his best, you know, coming back to Tampa. So we wanted to do a kind of good job of just, you know, containing him, kind of maybe trying to get him off his game a little bit, get a body on him early. But, you know, he's an unbelievable player. He's tough to, you know, shut down. So, you know, he was creating chances, but, you know, for the most part, I thought I wanted to do a good job.
No, it's all business once the game gets started. Was there any tripping back and forth even before the face-off with Yanni and you, or is kind of?
He's all business with the puck drop. So just, you know, tap on the shin guards and, you know, good luck, I think was all that was said. And then from there on, it was just, you know, battle.
What do you want the line to be called instead of the kid line? What should it be called?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess you'll have to think something.
Thank you.